You are a church of faith. It has required faith to invite somebody you don't that don't speak English very well to be your keynote speaker. But in fact, that is what we do as a believer, you know? Live on faith. My name is Jaime Blandon, from Nicaragua, and I'm married, 42 years old. I know I look like 25, but 42. And we are on a ministry leading really two organizations, Pound Ministry and 516 now. And also we serve in our local church, Resurrection Church. And we are very happy and very thankful with the Lord to be here. Numbers about visions are sad. Mission organization said that every day, every year, is harder to stay on mission. American churches are struggling to stay on mission. In fact, some churches are struggling to stay in their own city. Many churches around the United States close their doors. That is really what happened. Churches are struggling. But today we want to see a Bible verse that I think with all my heart that give us a very good example of somebody that was struggling with God's mission, somebody that God called to do something great for his glory, and this guy was struggling. But we will see how this man go through and he fulfilled God's call for his life and in a very great way. And this is the life of Joshua. I think everybody in this room is familiar with Joshua. Joshua became the leader after Moses died. This guy was, you know, on Moses' shoes now, and was not easy job to do that. He was very young. He don't have too much experience. Was for many years with Joshua, and he can observe what a good leader do. But Joshua died. God called him to lead the people. The people of Israel, that in fact the Bible said was hard-headed, hard to lead. And here, in the passage we read, at this very moment, we have Joshua ready to have his first mission. The very first one is defeat Jericho. Jericho, we know, was not an easy city to defeat. They was ready. If you look on your Bible, let me give you a few tips on what we're going to study this morning. Right here in your Bible, chapter 6, verse 1 said, "Now the gate of Jericho were security buried." Security buried. Was very safe in that very moment. Because the people in Jericho know the Israel people is coming to fight with them. God said, "This is your land, and you need to fight for your land. I promise to you, but you need to do certain things. You need to fight for your land," and that was the challenge. But the challenge was really on Joshua's shoulder, who was the leader. And let's look around how this guy was struggling to stay on mission. He was really struggling because what God called him to do was too big. And let's look at the Bible verse. The Bible verse said, "Now, when Joshua was near," to where? To Jericho. Jericho, two walls around the city, full with people that know how to fight, great warriors. And here you have Joshua. The Bible said he was with 40,000 guys ready to fight. They never was in war before. They don't have weapons. They don't have any experience. And they need to defeat this city. Big city. Great defense. Two walls around this city. And here is Jericho in front of Joshua. And Joshua walk alone to the city. He come close to the city and look up on Jericho. And what we saw in this passage is a guy that is struggling very deep with God challenge. Let me tell you why. Because what he is doing at this very moment, for me, make it clear he was struggling. He walked to Jericho, and a man with a sword come close to him with a sword in hand. This guy is ready to battle. This guy is ready to kill him, and he never noticed. Why? Because he was head down. He was like this, in front of Jericho. What I do with this big challenge? What I do with Jericho? How I defeat these people? How I do it? He was thinking, maybe, how I do this? Do we have the resources for this? Can we do it? This guy was struggling in front of those big wall of Jericho. And maybe sometimes you feel in the same way, struggling when God calls you to do something. When Pastor Paul and the leadership said, we must stay on mission. We must stay doing this because this is what God tells us to do. Reach people with the gospel around the world. And we need to do that because it's that our mission. This guy, Joshua, was feeling the same way. He was in front of Jericho. How I do this? He was struggling with the amazing challenge God put in front of him. And I think many churches are in that way at this very moment. How we do this? From where are we going to get the money to do this? Who are we going to send to the mission field? How we do it? In that very moment, when Joshua is head down, the Bible said that a man with a sword in hand come close to him. He was so focused on the problem that, how I mentioned before, Joshua never noticed this guy was here with a sword in hand, ready to kill him, ready to battle. But it was not the enemy. He was struggling with the challenge. How we do this? We don't have the resources. He was fighting in his head. But second, he was struggling with wrong ideas, cuckoo ideas. And sometimes, please forgive me, I'm going to use some words that come to my mind because it sounds better for me in my brain. What I'm doing right now is my professor, Spanish to English. But wrong ideas, cuckoo ideas in his head. And I think many times as a church, we've been in the same position. I, as a leader, been in the same position. This guy is in front of Jericho. He is struggling with the amazing job God called him to do, but now he is fighting in his head. You know why? I think it's very clear in the Bible verse, because he was thinking that he was in charge. He was in charge. And when we get that wrong idea in our head, it's when we struggle. And it's when it's impossible. It's too heavy for us. How we do this? How are we going to do this? Leaders, you know, fighting in their head and their life. Churches, how are we going to do this? Because we think we are the one in charge. And believe me, we are not. We are not in charge on this. We are not. And look what happened. God, in that very moment, need to clarify those wrong ideas to Joshua. The guy with the sword in hand was God himself. That come in action to clarify, to take away the wrong ideas on Joshua. And Joshua looked on this guy and started to walk to him and make this question. Do you with us or you against us? If the guy respond, we are with you, maybe Joseph will say, hey, what are you doing here? I am the boss. You're supposed to be in the camp. I am the only one supposed to create a strategy to defeat the enemies. If he said, no, I am from your enemy, dead immediately. God come to Joshua, and many times I think God do it. And I think I do it many times in my ministry, that where I am fighting, how I going to do this, and I'm very sure I am in charge, God need to send me somebody and tell me, Jaime, you are not in charge on this. The question was, who are you, friend or enemy? And the man said, no. The point was, Joshua, don't get wrong. Don't be confused with this. You are totally wrong in your ideas. You are not in charge. In fact, I am the chief commander of the army. I am. I am not part of you, and I am not part of the enemy. You are part of me. I'm leading. I'm leading this. And that changed everything, brothers in Christ. That changed everything in Christian life. He is in charge. Pastor Paul is not in charge of this church. The leadership is not in charge of this church. We are servants for the Lord. Jesus is in charge of this church. He knows how to make possible this church stay on mission. We don't. We don't know how. It's impossible. It's too hard. He was struggling with wrong ideas. God need to come on the middle. God need to correct him and remove those ideas. No, you can be the general. I am the commander. This army has a commander and a great army, better than the army you has. I don't know if making sense for you. Chapter 14, neither he replied, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I has come now. Click to Joshua. Are you not in charge? No, Joshua, you are not in charge. You are part of the army of the Lord. You are part of the army of the Lord. The only thing you need to do is to follow some step. And he get it immediately. Immediately he get it. And immediately Joshua stops struggling. Joshua now is struggling no more. Look what happened. He was fighting. Come close to this guy with that sword in hand. Who are you? Okay, this mission has a commander. Everything changes in his head. And now he started to do what's supposed to be the first thing every believer must to do when God commits us to something. When this guy said, Luke Bible chapter 4, and he asked, neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I has now came. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence. That was the starting point for every single believer in this room. For me, myself, for the church. The problem is not what God put in front of us as a challenge. The point is what we do as a Christian. That is the point. There is the power. Now, Joseph, when Joseph realized that there was a commander in charge to lead this, and he was not in charge really, finally, he do what sometimes is so hard for us to do. Touch the floor with our nail. And he come. Finally, I got it. Was not too hard. Was not too hard. When he realized was a commander leading this operation, he was like, okay, I understand this person here is God. And the only thing I'm supposed to do is worshiping him. And he followed his need. Easy. He is not struggling anymore. He is in God's presence. He know God is in charge. He know God has all the resources. He know God can lead this. What I must do, and look what the Bible said. What message does my Lord has to his servant? How I do this? Many times, brothers, and I do this many times, I'm guilty of this. Many times we're trying to do things for the Lord, and we never ask him. This is your will? And you know what? Sometimes we see God as a firefighter, man. Do you ever call a firefighter station because you want to see them at home? No? You call them only in emergency times. Many times we start to do things For the Lord, we never ask him, what do you want I do? And everything come on fire. And now it is time to call God. Eh? Can you help me, Lord? Can you help me? Joshua get it immediately. He was, no. What I must to do is to keep in good relationship with the Lord, worship him. And this guy is in his need. Lord, what I do? What a message for Christians, for us, for this applied to every single life, to every single situation in life. On your needs is the solution. On your needs is our solution. What my Lord have to say to your servant? And look what happened. After. The commander of the Lord army replied, take off your sandal. Huh. I've been in those types of situations, and maybe you, when God told me very clearly what is his will, and I don't like it. Come on, Joshua, maybe it could say, you know, and maybe we said many times, it's about how to defeat Jericho. It's about how many soldiers we're going to use in the left side, how many soldiers we're going to use in the right side, how many, what type of weapon we're going to use, how we're going to bring down those walls. That is what I want to hear from you. Don't worry with God. Don't worry with God. Never. Because anytime God is ready to lead, whatever he said, most of the time will be crazy for us. Will be crazy. Lord, we are talking about Jericho. What need to be? Sandal off. Army, weapons, strategies. How are we going to do this? But no, Joshua get it. He was in charge. God was in charge. Remove his sandals, put it apart, and God said, take off your sandal because the place where you are standing is holy. The real idea behind that is this. Do you realize I am God, I am holy? You and I cannot have good relationship if you are not in the same place. If you are not living holy, this thing will not work. If you are not living holy, I cannot use you. If you are not living in holiness, it's impossible. Sin and God don't work. That was the idea behind that. You are in God's presence. You're going to touch, you're going to be around God. You must be holy too. And he do it immediately. He do it immediately. He never fight with God about what to do. He obey the Lord. And that is hard, brothers. It's hard. It's very hard when God tells you, you must to apologize. It's very hard when God said, you must to live in obedience. But it's the only key that will allow us to be successful as a church, as a believer. He do it. He was struggling no more. Not struggling no more. He do exactly what the Lord told him. He do it, and after that, this guy was a new man. Okay, God told him what to do immediately? Nah. The next day, God told Joshua, okay, Joshua, now you are ready for this. You are ready to state on mission. You understand that you are not in charge. I am in charge. I have the plan for you. How to do this? You and I are on the same page. You obey me by removing your sandals. Now I can tell you what to do. And call Joshua. Joshua, come here. I can imagine, don't happen that way. I love to see it in that way. God put Joshua, you know, arm around him. Joshua, was not too hard. And again, I'm gonna test you. Because you know what you need to do? No weapon. No army. Get the preach and the people and start to walk around. You willing to do that? Joshua know that he was in charge. Yes. And they start to walk around. And we know how the Israel people defeat the enemy in that very moment. They was struggling to stay on mission. They was struggling with God's challenge, but finally Joshua get it. Finally, Joshua get it. Was about living in holiness, was about living in obedience. If a church can do that, if a believer can do that, I can tell you what God can do with us. It's not too hard in some way, but it's real hard to do it. But what about you? Maybe you are struggling with something? I think in this passage we have the solution for everything in life. I think apply for everything. Apply for missions. Apply for our personal life. Apply for this church. Apply for everything in our life. But the point is, do we willing to do it? That's all about. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful morning. Thank you so much for this church that is willing to stay on mission. I know it's not easy, Lord. Never been. But Lord, we have a strong call to go on to the word and preach your word. And I pray, Lord, you keep this church solid for many years to come, Lord, that they can stay strong, Lord, on mission, Lord, because this is what you call us to do. Oh, Lord, allow us to understand the holiness, worshiping you, holiness, obedience, is more important than whatever we do as a believer, Lord, because only there is where we're going to find the solution of whatever you call us to do in this world. We bless you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.